tonight. We are 4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control is KI4D, and my name is Gary, and my name is Lee. At 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic bulletins or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We'll now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag chew portion. We've got quite a number of folks that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater tonight. We'll go through those first, and then we'll check for the echo link. Good evening to W2AMD. That's Mr. Andrew down in Simpsonville. And K4XMR, that's Mr. Mail, he's in Prosperity. And W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred and his sweet bride. And 4IEI, Miss Isla, up in Traveler's Rest. FI, that's Mr. Don and his sweet bride. KG4QLQ, Miss Linda, they're down at Piedmont. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy up there at Table Rock. And KO4ZEW, that's Mr. Ben, he's down in Simpsonville. And KA3WPP, that's Mr. Howard, he's down in Piedmont. And KN4RJN, that's Mr. John up there in Brown Summit, North Carolina. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill, he's down in Anderson. And KB2BYQ, that's my neighbor Dave over here in Easley. Appreciate each and every one of you that use the pre-net check-in function on the repeater. Hope all of y'all are doing well. I don't have any EchoLink stations that are listed right now on the computer, so we'll go over to the RF check-ins. Starting with India through Lima, I through L for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. I hope you and Miss Joy are doing well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Gary, good evening to you and Miss Joy. Hope all both of you are doing well. Everyone and I are doing pretty good, and we want to wish everybody a great evening. Thanks for calling that, Gary. The report to Huawei. No problem, no problem.
DOS. Thank you for picking up the net for us tonight. Please check in Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna, Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. I hope everyone has a good night. 7-3.
AI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like say good evening to W4IOE, Mr. Sid up there in Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Sid. Tell Miss Beverly we said hello. I'm glad both of y'all are doing well. Joy and I are fine. Thanks for being with us tonight. Hope y'all have a wonderful week. Then we got KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KC4MFK. That's Miss Donna. They're over there in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us this evening, Larry. Tell Miss Donna we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. She's in the other room. She was watching Dr. Phil when I came in here, so I don't know what she's doing now. Let's see if we have any additional stations in the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Anybody on the net, please check in Kilo Echo 6, Kilo Echo November, KE6KEN. This is Ken in Greenville. I'll be negative and negative.
That's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KE6KEN. That's Mr. Ken. He's over there in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ken. Hope you are doing well. Let's move up now to the Mike through Papa group, M through P for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Gary, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both being negative and negative. Also, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She'll be in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
4, DOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd, Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
4, DOS, and a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4ONO. That's Miss Lorena and her husband, Rick. KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And Lorena brings along their daughter, Michelle, KM, via telephone relay from down there in Ware Shoals. Appreciate y'all being with us this evening, Miss Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. Hope y'all are doing well. And KO4PXB, that's Mr. Lloyd. He's down there in Simpsonville. Hi, right, Lloyd. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Now, Kilo Mike 4, November Alpha Foxtrot. That's KM4NAF. The name is Brock, located here in Gaffney.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KM4NAF. That's Mr. Brock up there in Gaffney. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Brock. Hope you are doing well. Good signal from Gaffney into the repeater. Let's move up now to the Quebec through Tango group. Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Again, November Zulu 4, Romeo NZ4R. This is Scott in Asheville. Just listening. Please check me in and out. Thanks.
4DOS. Please check in Kilo India 4 Tango Hotel Victor KI4 THV Danny Mobile in Travers Rest negative negative.
Missed. Gary, I'm not sure if I'm in the right group because Bernice was talking at the time. Please, sir. November 0 Tango Romeo. My name's Tom and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and Joy. And all on the net, I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KI4DOS. Waiting on you, Tom. Hey, Gary, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4. Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QOG. This is Chris Liberty. And I'll be negative and negative. Oh, Tom.
Hey, Chris, good evening.
And a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening to NZ4R. That's Mr. Scott up there in Asheville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Scott. Hope you are doing well. And KI4THV. That's Mr. Danny. He's mobile up there around Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Danny. Please be careful out there on the mobile. Don't want anything to happen to you there, young man. And I hope y'all are doing well. And then we got M0TR. That's Mr. Tom. He's over there in Greer. Tom, you're right there where you're supposed to be, right in the right group. And you better listen to the boss when she's talking, is all I can tell you. Because I know she's got an iron frying pan, and you take care over there, Tom. Have a great evening. Tell Miss Bernice we said hello. Hope she's doing well. And last but not least, we got my other brother by a different mother, Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, over there in Liberty. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Chris. Hope you are doing well. Hey, Chris, I hadn't talked to you, but how's the sand removal business over there? Is it winding up, or are you getting ready to get started with it?
Hadn't started on it yet, Gary. Gotta get my starter fixed in the loader. Definitely not hand work, it's machine work. So I'll get started on one day, no rush, so.
Need any help, you give me a holler. This little front end loader I got won't move much at a time, but it'll move some. That way we won't have to do it with a shovel and a wheelbarrow. But anyway, you take care over there. I'm glad you are doing well. Hope you have a wonderful week, what's left of it. I got an Echo Link station up. Let me grab this Echo Link station real quick. Echo Link station's only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Hey, Gary. Check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself and the net. Negative and negative. And do be sure and tell me George that we say hello.
KA4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Stephen, KA4PQA, down there in Greenwood. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Stephen. Tell Miss Jennifer we said hello, and I'll relay your message in there to Joy. Hope both of y'all are doing well. Additional stations in the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Recheck, Gary.
Hey, go ahead, Stephen.
Gary, I was just going to mention to y'all, do you know that I'll be probably checking in tomorrow night, I get to check in with you at least twice so far this week, KA4PQA.
Be listening for you. I'll watch for you come up on the Echo Link. But again, you and Miss Jennifer have a great evening and a wonderful week. And hopefully I'll talk to you tomorrow night. Let's move up now to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Harry, thanks for calling the net. Hello to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net. Please check in N4ZLK, November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. My name is Shane, and I'm at home in Cleveland tonight. Gary.
Checking out of Penn, November Yankee 4, Golf. Name's Ariel. Location's Travelers West. Negative and negative. Thanks for calling the net tonight, Gary. I'm late to that party once again.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to N4ZLK. That's Mr. Shane. He's at home up there in Cleveland this evening. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Shane. Tell Miss Beth we said hello. Hope all of y'all are doing well. And Shane, I don't know if he let you know, but I did get to meet Seth the other day. That was my pleasure. I had a wonderful time and good meeting your son.
He told me he met you, and he's actually listening, trying to get him to check in with you. He got his call this morning, and he's actually in this group, so maybe he'll check in with you.
Well, maybe he will, and tell him not to have Mike fried. It's not going to bite him. But anyway, we'll go on to the next one. That's Mr. Ariel, NY4G. Mr. Ariel up there in Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ariel. Hope you are doing well. And, yeah, I've come on and checked, and nobody was here quite yet, so I figured I'd go ahead and pick it up. And didn't mean to take it away from you, but, yeah, we don't want to miss the net. But don't worry about it, Ariel. We got it, and we do appreciate you checking in with us. Hope you and the family have a wonderful week. Additional stations in the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
Again, Kilo Charlie 4, Papa Lima Tango.
That's KC4 PLT, Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. Good evening to you and everyone on the net. And I'll be negative and negative.
Hey, Gary, this is Seth. KC4WJT, Greg McHugh this weekend. I'll be negative and negative.
There's three letters you recall. I got the KQ4 and you got a little light on me. Speak a little bit louder into the mic.
Hey, Gary, it's KQ4WJT, Kilo Quebec 4 with
Juliet. Is that correct? Whiskey Juliet November?
Whiskey Juliet Tango.
Correct, and I apologize for that. My hearing's not that well tonight. My left ear stopped up for some reason, and well, it makes my radio sound really strange. I don't know if you've ever had that feeling with your ear stopped up or not, but it sounds like I'm down in a drum. And so I apologize for that, Seth, but we got you in the log. Thanks for being with us there, young man. And good meeting you face-to-face this past Saturday. And congratulations there. We're glad you were able to check in with me and glad you got your call and everything is going well. Hope you enjoy this on my behalf as much as I do. If you do, you're going to have a lot of fun. But anyway, thanks for being with us, Seth. Let's see here. Let's move up to the front of the alphabet in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. KB1 of BNT. Kilo Bravo 1 of Bravo November Tango. James and Taylor's negative and negative.
Mr. James, KB1BNT over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. James. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations in the Alpha through Delta group, A through D, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Station up, Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening, Gary. Please check in. KQ4QHV. Kilo, Quebec 4, Quebec Hotel Victor. This is Nick, and I am in New Orleans, Louisiana. I hope everyone's doing well up in South Carolina, and you guys have a good evening. I have no round table and no traffic.
KI4DOS and Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KQ4QHV. That's Mr. Nick. He's down there in New Orleans, Louisiana. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Nick. Hope you are doing well. And Nick, I spent a little time down there in New Orleans and had a wonderful time. Hope you have as much fun down there as I did. Be safe on your travels and come back home to us safely. But do appreciate you taking the time to check in with us tonight, Nick. Additional stations, let's see, that was Echo Link. That's all the Echo Link stations I got, and I went through the A through D. So we'll go over to the patient group on a Monday night, which is Echo through Hotel, E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
All in it. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick. I'm at home in Penrose. I have no comment, no traffic tonight, Gary. Thank you for calling in it. Please tell Joy, Elise, and I said hello.
4DOS. Gary, please check in Kilo Charlie 4 Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN Harry and Candler. Be negative, negative tonight, Gary. Thanks.
KW4DOS, W4 Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet, Gene and Taylor's, negative and negative, over.
KW4DOS, please check in Kilo 4 Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
4 Echo Delta Whiskey, Ed and Brevard. No traffic, no comments. I'm monitoring.
This is KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KO4HKX. That's Mr. Patrick. He's at home up there in Penrose. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Patrick. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. I'll relay your message in there to Joey. And, Patrick, I missed the rest of your net. Did Ed ever check, Eddie ever check in Sunday night?
He did not, but I kind of expected that. His wife said they were, or his wife, his daughter said they were going out of town and would be traveling back that day, and he would probably be wore out. So need to try to get that recording and get it over to him so that he can listen to that anyway. I'll work on that in the next couple of days.
I had to leave the radio, and I did not know if he checked in or not. But if he's listening tonight, we will say happy belated birthday of 100 years. But thanks for doing that, Patrick, and we do appreciate you. And again, tell Miss Elise we said hello. Also, I'd like to say good evening to KC4EZN. That's Mr. Harry. He's up there in Candler. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Harry. Hope you are doing well. And W4FHJ, that's Mr. Gene. He's over there in Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Gene. Hope you are doing well. And Gene, you didn't have any damage over around your place, did you?
Oh, this is W4FHJ. Took me a minute to get back to the mic. Negative, did not have any trouble, any storm damage to speak of out at the land. Somebody told me there were some big oak trees way down in the woods that had fallen, but I haven't really seen them. Gonna go out there tomorrow and look around, though. But thanks for asking. Gary, go ahead.
Well, you know, you've let us use your property up there a couple of times, and it's a beautiful piece of property, no doubt, and I just wanted to make sure you didn't have any damage up there or over at the home place over there in Taylor's, but glad you are doing well, and again, do appreciate you and all you've done for us. You take care, and we'll talk to you a little bit later. 73, my friend. I also like to say good evening to K4HNR. That's Mr. Connor over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Connor. Hope you are doing well. And N4EDW. That's Mr. Ed. He's up here in Brevard. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. Ed. Hope you are doing well. Additional stations, Echo Zoo Hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
If you would, please check in and out. Kilo, Mike, 4, Golf, Zulu, Golf, David, and Easley again. KM4, GZG, David, Easley, and I'm going to call it a night. Have a wonderful evening.
4 DOS in the Blue 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KM4GZG. That's my neighbor David over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Mr. David. Hope you are doing well. And go ahead and secure your leisure, David. Appreciate you taking the time to be with us this evening. Let's open it up to the big group now, all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in, dude. November 4, Alpha Zulu Echo. Easily. Negative, negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to another neighbor of mine, Mr. Dude, N4AZE, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dude. Hope you are doing well. Please tell Miss Vicky we said hello. Hope she is doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Have any anybody else there? So this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're thanks for all those folks checked in with us tonight. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rank queue portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Don't have anyone listed for rank queue tonight. So is there anyone that would like to make a comment or any other check-ins? Call KI4DOS. Call for any check-ins or anybody that wants to rag to you before I send them a net report. Call KI4DOS. I'll wrap it up finesse, or we'll submit my net report, and then we'll finish closing her out. Folks, had a grand total of 41 tonight. Appreciate each and every. Again tomorrow night, and I'll be doing the honors again, and I'll call the swap net tomorrow night since it will be Wednesday. I picked it up from Mr. Ariel tonight. He was out of the ham shacking and they couldn't get back to his radio in time to call the net, so you know, he did take the time to check in with us, so we appreciate him doing that. This is KI4DOS, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. With our thanks for all those folks checked in with us, we will now return the repeater to normal amateur use. 73, good night, God bless. This is KI4DOS, clear.
JBQ, KK4JBQ, this is KI4LCI. Contact KI4LCI.
LZI, KK4, JBQ.
Well, LZI, I see you finally got, well, I know I heard you on the Skype one minute earlier, and finally, I'm glad to see you got it figured out.
In the garage, using a HT to monitor the net, and I tried with the very few watts that thing offers to come back to you, but I had to drop everything and run into the house, and well, you're still there, so it works. I'm back on my base station.
Well, if you got something more important going back out there, I was just wanting to, I heard you earlier today on the Skype one net, and I know for you to have done that, you finally got that digital tone in it somehow, but whatever I'm going to chew the fat about, it's not that important. If there's something out there you need to do, go on back. We can talk at another time.
We can talk right now. No better time than the present. I was just doing some little work on a battery that is failing for sure, and I've got it on a charger. Perhaps by the morning, it'll be hefty enough to do its work, but I'm not sure. Batteries are, you know, for us hams, batteries are a necessary evil, I guess. KK4JBQ.
Tells the guy, well, right now I'm out of about 3 microphones here with this 8900. I had to go back to the previous one before the one I had before a few hours ago, because the other one, the newer one, was breaking up on me and I had no audio, and looks like I'm going to have to look for a new MH-48 for this radio. I don't know how long this one hold up, because this one was the one I had previous to the one to a few hours ago.
Okay. Forgive me, but I didn't follow all that. I guess it's enough to say that you're having some trouble with your station, too. Yeah, well, what would we do if we didn't have something to work on?
This 8900 were $600, but these mic cords, like I said, I've had 3 on it over time, and I'm going to have to get another one, it looks like it or not. These mic cords are just as cheap as I can get, and over time they break down, and then they do like on our local net over here on 147.195 here earlier. I was keying repeat, but no one was hearing my audio, and the way the cord is on that microphone, I'm not surprised, but I'll come at other times I'll do fine. So about the only thing I could do for now is hope I switch mics again to the previous one until I can get a new one.
You know, it's that's a hard nut. It really is. I think that the replacements for the original equipment that we might easily afford is all made, you know, somewhere else. I'll just put it that way. And not the best materials used to get a job done. And then will not last over time. Best probably to go to the manufacturer. I know you pay a little more, maybe two prices, I'm not sure. But, not sure where that radio is manufactured, or even if they don't source something like a detachable microphone from somebody else. It's hard to get pleased these days. It's hard to stay pleased, too. KK4JBQ.
10-4ZLK.
Yeah, I heard you over on the house, 147-195 earlier, but I heard you only one time, Shane. Just one time. KI4LCI.
Excuse me for interrupting there, and hello, Larry. That's what I was checking. I don't know what happened. I was trying to check in on this radio, and I just wanted to make sure this was working on this repeater, because I dropped this radio today. It's my work radio. I wanted to make sure it was still working.
It's working just fine. I hope the drop wasn't more than a couple of feet. They're not built to take that rugged stuff, you know.
It wasn't that far, but it broke a little tiny piece of the little frame off the back, but it's nothing that's really important. But yeah, I was trying to check in on the Pickens repeater, and for some reason I couldn't make it, so then I started getting worried.
I heard you over there, but we only heard you that one time, and that was it. I know I heard you, but that's just like early prior to that on 195. The latest microphone I was using on this thing was acting up, and I had no audio, and I went back to the one I had before that, before I can get another one. But these MH-48 microphones, Larry, you was talking about, this is a Yaesu 8900. These mic cords are for these MH-48 mic cords, mics MH-48. These mic cords are about as cheesy as you can get, in my opinion. You can take a clay from back in 83, 82, transceiver. Of course, this is the only repeater you can bring up with, because there's no tone board in it. But those mic cords were heavy-duty built. They weren't as cheesy as these things are.
Andy, as you know, I have trouble with my mic cord also. It has not seen rough service, not at all. But it's a curly cord, if you know what I'm saying. And it's just falling to pieces, big hunks of it falling away. And to hold up to anything at all. So I'll be replacing the cord. It is a modular thing, so I don't have to replace the entire microphone. It uses a RJ45 type connector, but wired up, you know, for a Kenwood. And it'll be an easy switch. The mic itself is no problem, but the cords sourced from a bad place. KK4JBQ.
Good, Shane.
Oh, dear. Sorry, Larry. I've had to change a few microphone cords over the years. They just kind of wear out. But anyway, that's all I had. I'm going to let you guys go. Good. Really nice to hear you tonight, Larry and Andy. I got to take a shower and get to bed so I can get up and do it all over in the morning. You guys have a good evening. We'll talk to you later. Thanks for the radio check. N4ZLK. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, I heard you over there that one time, but I didn't hear you anymore. But like I said, just 15 minutes earlier over there on 195, I was having problems with the mic on this, and I've had for the moment to go back to the previous one and hope it holds up, but what annoys me so much, I bought this radio, and I've been told the radio's worth $600 today, but these microphones cords that's on these things are cheesy. I've had three now, and now I'm going to have to get another microphone, because these three here have all got, they won't last. That's like I was telling Mandel earlier. The radio might be worth $600. This $8,900 might be, but these mic cords, they're very sorry. You go to some of the older radios, and I mean, you're right, it's curly. You're right about that. And it does have a modular plug. Jesus do, too. Those are back then didn't use modular plugs. They would screw, plug in and screw on and off, but those cords were thick. The only way you would ever destroy one of those cords on one of those old clegs from the early 80s is if you literally cut it. They were built that tough. These curly things here, as you say, that they're using on, one thing I got experience with is this 8,900 here. I've had three of them, these curly cords, and they will not last no time at all. The radio outlasts them and has.
Listening, this is KK4JBQ. Good to talk with you. You get yourself a good night's rest. And back to you, Andy.
Okay, later, Shane, but I did hear you over there one time when I heard you call there. We're both having issues. Like I said, these sorry mic cords is just... When you have to go through 3 to 4 mic cords over a period, let's see, I bought this $8,906. And I'm going now to have to get a fourth one. That many mic cords in this period of time, the radio's worth maybe the $600 I was told it was worth, but these mic cords, as I found out, they'll never last it. You'll go through a dozen of them. Go ahead, Larry. KI4LZI.
Andy, I don't know if you feel yourself handy with mic cords, but let's say you found another mic cord, and you can judge it to be a better one than you have been using. It needs to have 8 wires in it. 8 singular wires. And you can use the color code on the mic that you're working with there to duplicate the way you connect it to the modular plugs, to the RJ45. And that would be a way to be sure of what you're putting on there. It's hard to, you know, it's really hard to just look at something and tell how long it's going to last. But I know the cords you're talking about. I think I have, come to think of it, an old CB radio that has a modular plug. Well, no, it has not a modular plug, but it has a curly cord. Now, I don't mind these curly cords. It keeps things a little tidier, you know, in the shack. But it takes a special crimper to attach the wires once you find the correct way to put the 8 wires in there. It takes a special crimper to put the plug on the end. Anyway, it's kind of a big project in a way if you've never done it before. But I've got the same issue, and I've been wondering just how I'm going to fix it and be done with it. It's a bit discouraging to know that you've been through, well, 3 and coming up on 4 replacement curly cords. Anyway. So, I was wondering, Andy, if, I don't know, I don't think we talked about the damages that you might have endured up there, just below Caesar's Head. If you are in good shape or better shape than you were, than the storm damage that you took, I don't know that we've talked about that. KK4JBQ.
Four LZI, but we're out of power here. And the internet. Let's see, it was a week and maybe 2 days up here. We was out of power and internet 2 days here. And we've got a little pond that my grandfather built out here back in 1965. And at the height of all that, we had water running all around here. To be honest, I'm surprised as old as that dam is that it held as well as it did, but we had water running all around, but here where the house is, it's kind of high up, and the water didn't come here, but it was all around here, and being out of, like I said, we was out of commercial power, and I had my deep cycle battery over on the other side of the room hooked up to the scanner and hearing what all was going on. I was here on ham band and whatnot, because nowadays just about everybody, when it comes to first responders, is gone off of analog AVMs, so there ain't a lot of that even here now here to hear anymore. Because they shifted over here in the summer from analog FM, most of it over to next and digital. So that's almost all gone now.
It's good to hear that you had some natural barriers to water getting into the house. That would be, that does a lot of damage real quick. And that's awfully good. So you're all back to normal by this time?
LZI. Oh, we even here, we didn't incur the damage they had up in West North Carolina. We didn't incur near the damage here that they had up there. Up there, my same problems we had here look like nothing.
Yeah, I've been monitoring the Mount Mitchell repeater. Don't know if you can receive that. It's, you might be in a shadow. But their efforts up there have been nothing short of accomplishing many miracles every day. It's an ongoing net. Earlier on, the net ran all day long. A testament to how well that repeater was made. It has really done the surface up there. And I'm listening to a podcast. I don't know if you have a way to receive podcasts. You can get it a lot of places on the internet. It's ordinarily, it carries other kinds of material, but the podcast that came through, I think today, was a fellow who is part of a round table. That's what the podcast is all about. It's called Ham Radio Workbench. It's about building things, you know, building radios, building other things for your shack. It's very interesting normally. But one of the fellows that sits in the round table, he had the whole episode, and it was all about his response. He lives up there in western North Carolina, and it was about how he, his neighbors, and indeed the family, the community up there was handling everything. There'll be stories told. He was telling his story, and it's been very interesting. I've listened to the first of 3 hours of this podcast. But like I was saying, there's going to be stories written. There's going to be books, stories said, and books written about this that people will read for 100 years. Largely because
the efforts that people have been making is well, it's inspirational in one way to see one group of human beings helping another group that are, well, quite a few people were just washed away. To be truthful about it, they were just washed away. Everything they own. And some people, you know, they didn't make it through. They were carried off along with all their worldly goods downriver. I don't know what the current count is, but it's over 200 the last I heard. Anyhow, that's been an interesting podcast. I'll listen to the other 2 hours in days to come. KK4JBQ.
JI4LZI. Yeah, I can hear the one line up there. Where I'm at here with 50 watts, I can't get into it reliably. I can't, but I can hear it. Plus, there's another repeater that's linked to it down there on Curry Mountain near Tacoa in, what was Paul's call? Boy. You probably know who I'm talking about, but I can't remember his call that owns the 147-330 down there, Curry Mountain. He's got his repeater linked to that 145-19, so I can pick it up off either machine, because they're both linked up here in this situation, because up in mountains of Georgia, I think they've had some issues as well.
Yes. KK4JBQ. That's a curious thing about repeaters. Now, if you were going station to station over HF, for instance, if you can hear somebody, a very good chance is they can hear you. But with repeaters and mountainous terrains, especially mountains that have a lot of metallic ore in them, the mountain can reflect the signal, but quite, you know, usually that reflection only goes one way, reliably, one way. So their signal reflects off of minerals in the mountains and then reflects to you. You are in a unique situation. Certainly, if your antenna were higher, oh, it could be receiving antennas are kind of strange in a way. If you go up another 2 feet on your antenna, you might get it. You might be able, they might be able to hear you. But then you could also go up another 50 feet and it wouldn't be any improvement. Maybe that's, you know, that's a conversation for another day, I suppose, but antennas are the most mysterious things in this hobby. Anymore, people don't make their own radios. They don't put them together out of parts and pieces. You purchase them, you know, and it diminishes what people are able to understand. But then antennas are something that people still do build. And all kinds of resources to design antennas to see if it might work. But when you put it on site, it's still kind of chancy whether it will work or not, depending on the ground around the antenna. How good a well, I have right out here on in my back, where my only antenna is, there's a lot of mica in the soil. You can pick up a handful of soil and crumble it in your fingers, and it'll sparkle. Mica is, well, it's an insulator. And an antenna's function requires, well, it relies
on reflection of your signal generated coming out of the antenna. It relies on ground reflection a great deal, especially in transmit. And that mica, it's not a good soil. It doesn't hold water very well. Water just, you know, passes right through it. And it's also surrounded by clay. Well, anyway, it's just terrible. You know, if you've heard, what's the best thing you can put an antenna on? Or water. Because water will reflect a radio signal. It will just go miles and miles. I'm talking about HF now, but ground is, well, it's different everywhere you go. And it doesn't, back when I was a kid, my dad and I did a lot of, we grew a lot of vegetables for ourselves and for our neighbors. So I've been digging in dirt since I was I was out of diapers by then, but for a long time. And my dad taught me about dirt. He would work very hard to augment, to supplement the soil that we grew our vegetables in. But then later I would learn that the things that are in the dirt help you as far as radio propagation too. It's a curious thing. KK4JBQ.
I finally come up. Envoy DME. That's Paul's call. Envoy DME. Finally come to me, but he's got his machine linked with it. Obviously, there's people in North Georgia and the mountains up there in the same predicament since they're both linked up like that. But you're right. It could various things from different kinds of minerals, mica, and as been said about the water, some people have kind of done stuff like that on board ships, and some of these places where they've done these de-expeditions on HF, they kind of done some of that where they had their using the water somewhat to reflect me about that.
Yeah, you got the right notion there. Yeah. Well, antennas are, well, it's a bigger challenge than choosing a radio, you know, for crying out loud. Well, you could spend thousands on a commercial antenna. And then you just have the antenna. You're going to need something to hold the antenna up. Some folks put, you know, towers behind their house. I could not do that, of course. Living in an HOA, I'm restricted a great deal. But you put a lot of money into an antenna. But you better know, it better work in your, it better work on paper before you spend all the money. You know, use a good design and get it as high as you can in the air. I have, in the past, trying to picture this in my mind. And if you... especially again on HF, if you're bouncing off the ionosphere, think about how far from the surface the ionosphere is. It's miles and miles, maybe, I don't know, 300 miles or so. And if you were up there looking down on your antenna, you know, 300 miles up, and you could and you could look down on your antenna, it would be nothing at all, you know. So no matter how big you make your antenna, if it's not smart, if you don't make it being smart, then you won't have any success. Antennas is probably the biggest mystery to solve. You don't have to make your radio anymore. You can go out, as long as you have the money, you can go out and buy the radio. But making the antenna, it's really the most challenging part of this hobby. the antenna that I have here for, you know, the radio that I'm talking on. It was made by a friend of mine who made it out of copper. And that's a very good conductor, you know, and it just does a marvelous job considering what I had before. And there are places I can't hear. Oh gosh, I think I spoke with you once about a repeater to the west of me, and I think the radiating antenna on that repeater is not very high, so I just haven't been able to pick it up at all. But I could receive 10 or 12 repeaters and have success with most of them. I feel fortunate to have this little bit of ability. I've got a little bit of time to give it, so it's a good match. KK4JBQ.